MBA meeting, February 28th, 2023.
No. 2:43. Welcome to the Kane County.
Is it starting?
I'll call this meeting to order at 2:43. Welcome to the Kane County Municipal Building Authority. Meeting being held at the Commission Chambers at the Kane County Courthouse, Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2023. Present our Chairman, Commissioner Kubea, Commissioner Myers, and Commissioner Heaton, along with our attorney, Rob Van Dyke, and also our County Assessor, Ryan Maddox. Purpose of this meeting is to approve and finalize the contracts for the three construction projects that have already been approved by previous commissioners, but the finalization had not been done yet due to waiting on the CIB funding, which is now complete. So, the regular agenda, the first item is approval ratification of Kane County Roadshed construction contract. Are there any questions, any discussion from the other commissioners? This is set to start 1 March, which is tomorrow, but due to weather, I don't know if it's starting.
it probably is not going to start, but
July.
I think everything's in place. I know Bert's met with the contractors, and they're as ready to go as they can be.
I've reviewed the three contracts. I brought up a couple of concerns that I had with the sheriff. And I know that one issue that needed to be resolved was that the RFPs for these projects required the project manager, the construction company, to pay for bonding. Mm-hmm. And they had in the contracts that if we request bonding, they'll get bonding, but we have to pay for it. So he worked with them, and the draft that's in front of you doesn't have that fix in it. Mm. So just know that that will be in it before it's signed.
So they're going to pay, because I was wondering, because it's like $30,000. I mean, I noticed that cost. But
yeah, so in the RFP, it included that they had to pay for the cost.
Oh. So. And that applies to all three contracts?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right, okay. Has bonding and all three.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for that clarification.
Good catch.
So that
the contract in front of us is not the
doesn't
one that's
have
signed.
That change in it yet.
So I won't sign it right now. We have to wait for that change.
Yeah. But you can still approve it subject to that change.
Okay.
We'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move that we approve and ratify the King County Roadshed construction contract as presented with the condition that the bond agreement will be modified.
For the RFP?
Yeah, for the RFP.
Of course.
Take a vote?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number two, approval ratification of the Kane County building construction contract. That's for the remodel of the county building our chambers here. Any discussion? I think the same applies. There was a bond charge on there that will be removed for the RFP. I did have a question, maybe you know, in reference. I noticed on the roadshed, which is like Glendale, there was no permitting, but then the permitting for these remodels was almost $100,000, like $50,000, $40,000. Is that a city thing? Is that why?
It's just the difference between Kanab City and the town of Glendale.
Huh. So that's because we're in the city. So is that's not a impact fee because we're not impacting us, just a remodel.
Yeah, it's just
that's
the building
just the permit. That's some kind of pricing.
It is.
Yeah. I'm like, aren't we friends? No, I guess.
Yeah.
No friends and family discount for that remodel.
None.
Well, when I saw none at Glendale, I thought, oh, great. It makes sense. We don't have to pay our own. But then I realized this is not this is city land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Any other comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, Chair. I'll move to approve and ratify the Kane County Building Construction Contract as with the suggested discussion and amendments.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item three, approval ratification of the Kanab Civic Center construction contract, which is building B, the gym. Any discussion? The same will apply with the bonding. It'll be removed that cost.
Yeah.
Is this the time and place to discuss the items that Mr. Kluwit brought forth to our attention?
I suppose we could discuss. I mean, the changes, it says, they're going to be a change order no matter what, but I don't know if we want to. We don't have a lot of time before the commission meeting, but we could discuss.
I think it's probably worth, we're not going to probably resolve all of that, but I think it probably is worth some discussion. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned to both of you that all of those suggestions had come before the commission last year. Mm-hmm. We'd entertained them, we'd had a committee, we sat down, we kind of worked through all of that, and we landed where we landed with the contract. Now I think there's some very good reasons why those suggestions are being made, and I think the idea was that we've got some new commissioners, let's see if the appetite is different than it was. So I, that's kind of why we're coming back on this, to revisit this. I did talk with the sheriff, who talked with the contractor. There are some real concerns if we try to shift gears at this point. The sheriff, as we all know, this is not his job. He's doing this just to help out and be a team player. But I think, obviously, with all three of these projects going on, he's kind of at the end of his rope and really doesn't feel like he's got much more he can invest in this. I think if we did try to go back and make some changes to what was decided upon and include that with change orders, I don't know the sheriff's got a lot of appetite to dive in there, and the bandwidth, really. So I think it would require some adjustments of how we move forward with it. Anyway, that's probably my biggest concern.
Okay. And I guess I understood that we probably were looking at hiring a project manager anyway.
For all of them, kind of to oversee all?
I don't know.
Yeah. Specifically for the community, community outreach has not been started and there isn't a contract. I mean, not that we can't hire one to take over, but sometimes I kind of got from the sheriff that he would carry these three through, but then with the new one that hasn't gone through the contract yet.
And I'll bet he would happily get up to speed and offload if we did get somebody that could just do all four.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm not sure, I guess I haven't started an RFP, so I'd have to look at, work with him, how to word that. You know, if that's obviously going to require more money to hand that off than just one project if you give them four projects. So,
No, I think it's a great point.
And my concern, probably the biggest thing brought yesterday was losing it as a stage and just wanting to know the reasonings behind if it was cost. From putting up a sound barrier, collapsible door versus a drywall.
Yeah.
That might hurt the community. So people use it for dance recitals, which I can see. And I mean, that whole remodel is 2.something million. I mean, we're putting a lot of money in this facility. So we do want it to maximize use.
Yeah. I think the discussion before was the cost wasn't really a factor. Matter of fact, what they're proposing may end up being cheaper. So it wasn't really a cost issue. It was more of just ease of construction. We felt like that was more in line with what had been agreed to previously. And we really felt like, I think probably the driving factor was, we've got some other stages in the county that are probably just a little better suited. I mean, that the days of having a flat floor with an elevated stage, they don't build stages that way anymore. And so we felt like, we've got some other options that are superior to this. Even though, yes, we still use this, would it be missed all that much if we didn't have this as a stage? I think that was probably the driving factor in this, that this is kind of an antiquated design and approach from the beginning, so maybe let's just move on.
I spoke with the sheriff this morning and also some other folks that were active in youth sports and other, and pickleball players and things like that. And what I consistently heard was the stage, they didn't really care either way. The logo being moved to the floor, they didn't really care either way. They thought it was kind of a slap in the face to put it onto a portable banner, but they moved to the floor, they thought that would be fine. The changing of the bleachers to keeping to the two tip and roll along each side, that was not preferred, with a moderate level of passion about it. And then the putting the portable baskets, basketball baskets, was like a strong no. That would basically make the gym unusable for its intended purpose and remove value in use, and was like a non-negotiable, we hate this.
I've heard those same, kind of that same flavor on each one of those from quite a few people.
Yeah, so for me, I feel like I'd probably reflect that if it was up for discussion to, I'm okay with the accordion thing. I don't know how much use they'll end up getting out of it, but whatever. I would stand by the putting all the bleachers on one side with the eight tier, and stand by the hanging baskets rather than the portable brought-in baskets. I would be okay with moving the logo to the floor of the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I know Camille said what she would fall on her sword about, or she said something else, but was the door, the stage, keeping it as a stage.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know the other stages they're talking about in the county anyway, but
yeah,
I can talk about it more.
If I was king for the day, I think I would probably just say, we've been here, we've made this decision, and I would probably vote to move on just the way that it simply is right now.
Well, it's not on the agenda to vote right now.
Yep.
We're just voting on the contract, so we'll have some more discussion.
Yep.
Just one-on-one and revisit it if there's going to be a change order.
Yep.
So I'll entertain a motion for number 3, approval ratification of the Kanab Civic Center construction contract.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move we approve and ratify the construction contract for the Kanab Civic Center with the amendment and change in that bond requirement to reflect what was in the original RFP.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll take a motion to close the MBA meeting.
Chair, I'll move to adjourn the MBA meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is now closed.